Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Carla, who has a sensation in her throat.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Ring.
Good to see you, Carla. What would you like to talk about today?
So for a couple of weeks, well, a few weeks, I feel as though I've got like a lump constantly in my throat.
Mm.
Like on a night time when I go to bed, I get quite a bit of, it feels as though if I take a runny, it sort of dissipates it a little bit.
Yep, got you.
So that's one thing, and the other thing's my foot.
What's the priority?
Well, both the same, really.
Both as important
like
as each other.
Both of them the same day, or, you know, for you to have a look at today, yeah.
Sure, sure, okay. What do you think this one is?
I don't know. Googled it.
Uh-huh.
One says something could be to do with a menopause.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like I've said to the girls at work, I says, I don't know, it just feels like something stuck there.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I can describe it as.
A sensation of something being stuck.
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Like there, sort of. Yeah, go on
so
there.
We're talking about potentially two problems, the throat and the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there some other issue you're planning to raise today?
Just my foot.
Just your foot. All right. And what do you think might be going on with your foot?
On the 5th of September, I walked into a door.
Oh, dear.
And since then, more recently, I've been getting pains up the top of it. I just want to know if it's connected, if you had a feel of it and just
sure.
thought it was okay. That's all I want to know.
We'll take a peek at that for you
yes.
as well. Okay. Sounds like this one could be more of a priority, but okay, let me check a little bit more about it, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. So you've Googled this, and what's the worst that you came up with on Google?
It says something to do with the menopause, which...
Oh, okay. So tell me a bit more about why it might be linked with the menopause.
I don't know. I just skimmed, or you know, I haven't like Googled it for hours. I just like Googled, you know, lumps in the throat.
Okay, so there was no logical connection there.
No.
It was just something that came up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can address that as well,
yeah.
can't we? When was your last period?
I take that Sorel tablet.
Yeah.
So I don't have one.
Okay, so you're not having periods because you're regularly on Sorel.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that you're not missing pills and you've
no.
got no symptoms of pregnancy, so we're not thinking of that at all. Okay, good. But you still don't want to conceive.
No. No.
Have you got symptoms that make you think you're going through the change?
Don't think so, no.
No flushes, no giant dryness?
No.
No vaginal dryness?
No.
No skin changes, no weight changes?
No.
No, okay. So there's nothing pointing in that direction. So I'm not thinking that's relevant, but uh-huh. we could maybe come uh-huh. back to that uh-huh. if that's a concern to you.
I mean, I've been hot over the summer. Like,
yeah.
you know, all the girls are always saying, raw.
Yeah.
It's not that hot, but it has been hot this summer.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're quite happy to carry on taking the Sorel
yes.
for at least another year until we think about what do we do next.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to keep on taking that because I've got a problem with a front and a back prolapse.
Gotcha.
And every time I was using something, it kept like sort of coming,
okay.
heading back out.
Okay, okay. The prolapse is not the issue today.
No, no,
then.
No, no.
Okay, your water works okay.
Yes.
You're not having any stinging when you pass urine, you've got no fever. Okay. We're mostly concentrating on this throaty issue.
Yeah.
Because Google didn't come up with any definite suggestions, was there anything else that you were thinking might be going on yourself that you came up with after speaking to other people or your imagination came up with? Nothing
no.
really. Okay. But you mentioned that rennies help a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to happen on a night time.
Well, no, I've constantly got the feeling there, but I've noticed quite a bit on a night time. Like, I'll wake up during the night and, like, with a mouthful of sick.
Oh, okay.
Or as if I'm going to be sick.
So you could think there could be a link there.
I don't know.
And when you do that, and you take rennies, does that help?
It seems to, well, it, yeah.
Seems to settle it
yeah,
a little bit.
So I don't know if it's something to do.
That's helpful.
It's all connected or not, I don't know.
That's helpful. Okay. Any particular thoughts apart from me checking out your foot and making sure that we don't need to do anything about the foot? Any
no.
particular things that you wanted me to do for you today?
No.
Apart from give you a diagnosis
yeah.
and hopefully cure it?
Well, no. Just, you know, say what it is. Mm-hmm.
In what way is this affecting your life apart from making you wake up in the middle of the night and being sick?
Well, it's not hugely, but I just want to know what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Work-wise, what are you doing these days?
Work at a primary school in the office.
Okay. And your work's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're able to carry on and work with all of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the foot's not stopping you from being able to get about and do your activities work-wise.
No. I mean, I've had problems with both of my feet before. Mm-hmm. And this foot seemed to get sorted when I had injections in my back.
Okay.
Because I had a bad back, and as soon as I had the injections, this foot was like disappeared. So I don't know how that worked.
Yeah. Okay.
So now I've got that one.
And home-wise, who's still at home?
The two kids and my husband.
And how old are the kids?
10 and 15.
Okay. If I can just make sure that there's nothing else that you do that's going to make you prone to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a smoker?
No.
Drinking-wise, alcohol-wise?
Maybe on a weekend I'll have a bottle of wine over the two nights. Or
okay.
Not
it doesn't seem to be a link huge. With this at all. No. Has your weight changed at all?
I don't think so. It's still steady.
Steady, okay. Have you been troubled with heartburn in the past that you've been aware of?
No, not really.
Not really.
No.
So this has really been a relatively new problem, mm-hmm. and it's been going on for a few...
Months.
Yeah, okay. Have you talked about it with your husband?
No, well, I kept saying to him, I says, do you ever get like a feeling of like a lump there?
Yeah.
He's like, no, go to the doctor.
Okay. Fine, okay. And when you exert yourself, you're getting no chest pain and you're not breathless or anything like that?
No.
Not really. Okay. Let's have a look at that foot and it'd be helpful for me to check your weight as well, if that's okay. And you're up to date with keeping your thyroid blood test done, aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah. And we did your average blood sugar quite recently to check you don't have diabetes, and that was reassuring and normal. So this sounds, the
that's
foot
being,
problem
sorry,
sounds
I've had as, on all day, so.
That's all right. This sounds as if it all came on after you injured your foot. Mm-hmm. And what we want to make sure
that's
is...
That's the foot I did have the stress fracture on.
Got you. Not painful when I press across those bones.
No.
And I'm just going to press on your metatarsals. Mm-hmm. You're not a footballer. Habits mm-hmm. and hobbies, are there any activities that you're engaged in usually? Oh. This is not stopping you from going to the gym or anything like that. Gym's
I
not
wish.
Your thing.
I wish I had the time.
No, okay. No. You don't have time with having a husband and two kids then.
Yes.
All right.
Too tight on the legs.
Okay. Stable ankle. Healthy looking foot in itself.
That hurts.
That was a bit sore.
That's, yes.
Just doing that was sore.
Like on that part there.
So you're a bit tender there.
And the shooting pins have been like going down there.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. With the mechanism of the injury, was it an injury like that, or was it
straight into
the door? Okay, and that's where you got the bruising from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pressing on the bones itself is not provoking
there.
Things,
mm-hmm.
but you do have some bruising still in the foot there, don't you?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's unlikely that you fractured anything, but it's taking a while to mend, isn't it? And it is a little bit tender there. So you've got a choice with the foot, I guess, is that because it's not going to change the treatment very much. It's probably just going to carry on getting better slowly.
Right.
But we could do an X-ray if it's not improving within the next fortnight. So just give me a call and let me know if you want to have an X-ray.
Because it's still fatter than the rest of the
toes.
Yeah.
So there's still a bit of bruising left there, isn't there? So if we can get you a bit more active, that would help. Is it all right if we check your weight? If we send you on the scales?
Yeah.
Okay, so 115. That's lovely. You're quite tall, aren't you? How tall are you?
6'1".
You lie up on the couch, I'm just going to have a wee feed of your tummy, if that's okay, to make sure we're not missing anything. Come and sit down again, I'll have a quick look at your throat. No nasal symptoms, no nasal blockage.
Right.
Open your mouth, breathe in. Perfect. Okay, good. Throat looks okay. Nasal passages okay, no blockage there, that's okay. Good. I think you pretty much made your own diagnosis, haven't you, when it comes to your throat? That you haven't quite vocalised it. You haven't quite put your finger on it. So it seems to be related to something coming up from your stomach,
right.
doesn't it?
Right.
So you're getting irritation of your throat at certain times of the day. It's worse on a night.
Yeah.
And this is caused by regurgitation.
Right.
Other people might call it heartburn.
So you would have the feeling that all the time, would you?
Oftentimes that will stem from this problem. So you'll find that. At times you're regurgitating, but it's irritating the throat and leaving that sensation there.
Right. And I've got that sensation there now.
Yeah. And when I feel your throat, there's no lumps or bumps there. When I look at your throat, there's nothing worrying going on there. But I think that probably we'll get a vast improvement with very simple treatment for you. You've already found that Rennie's worked quite well.
Yeah.
There is a treatment that could work even better quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
But it's a tablet that you'd have to take by mouth. that suppresses acid production.
Right.
But the problem is that it doesn't get rid of food going up the way. It doesn't stop the regurgitation. It just stops the acid going up.
Right.
So you might prefer, instead of using that, to actually prop up your bed.
Right.
So if you prop your bed up so that it's on a couple of bricks at the headboard end, so that your bed is raised by 15 centimetres, you're going to have to negotiate this with your husband as well. But usually it's really well tolerated by both sleeping partners.
Sleep in the same room, aren't you? I've done for about 15,
Okay, well, that's not a problem in that case. So propping up your bed would be a very simple measure of doing it.
Okay.
You might temporarily also want to take these acid tablets as well, because that can actually quite quickly make you feel better.
Right, okay.
But the trouble with these tablets in the long term is that they do have some small risks.
Right.
They slightly increase the risk of you getting a nasty type of diarrhoea. They slightly increase the risk of you having thinner bones. And they can make you prone to some infections.
Right.
But to be fair, they're pretty safe.
Right.
And they're very widely used.
Okay.
But they can cause some side effects. So if you could do it the kind of organic way, if you mm-hmm. like, that might be even better.
Try that first.
It's worthwhile talking a little bit about your weight, because your weight's likely to be linked with this too. And you're going to be more prone to this because of your weight. So if you wanted help with your weight, that perhaps could be something that we could focus on next time.
I think when I was here the last time the lady gave us a... the last programme or something.
Great, great, okay. And the other thing that you could think about doing, as well as the programme and the support from our nursing team, is maybe going online on our website and listening to me talk to somebody about the options that might work for weight.
Right.
And then we could maybe talk about that another time if you wanted to. So, heartburn. So there's some weight loss options for you there.
Okay.
This is the organic way to deal with heartburn, without necessarily taking any medication. But you'll find that things like Rennie's and antacids like Gaviscon or Peptac can be really helpful to control those symptoms when they happen.
Yeah.
But propping your bed might be an even better way. If you've got any weaknesses, like you're not a smoker, so that's good news, but chocolates and mints can open up your gullet and make you more prone to this problem too. Having big meals towards bedtime is not a good idea too, because that tends to slosh up the way. So that might be worthwhile thinking about as well.
Okay.
What do you think? What should we do?
Well, we'll try that, and if I still feel as though, you know, I've got the problem in a few weeks' time, I'll make another appointment.
Well, I really think that probably if we're right about this, that your symptoms will vastly improve within the course of a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So prop your bed up, take these tablets until the symptoms are much improved, and then when you've had no symptoms for a week or two, then just take them as and when you need to. Take the antacids when you need to as well. And if we're not right about this, then we probably not ought to be seeing you again within 2 to 4 weeks. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Was there anything else that I've not covered adequately, or anything else that you want to check up on beyond
that? That's fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Medication-wise, on your repeat prescription, I'm just going to do your medication review. You're not using amitriptyline anymore?
No.
Not needing it?
No.
Happy to do without it. So we'll take that off your repeat prescription in that case. Great. So we'll add this medication. There's a choice between lansoprazole, which can sometimes make you a bit looser, and omeprazole.
I've got some of them in the house already. I think when I got the amitriptyline and that, they gave us them.
Okay. Have you tried any of them recently?
I haven't.
No.
Because I thought you only had to take them if you were taking tablets.
We often recommend them if you're taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like aspirin or ibuprofen to protect your stomach. But lansoprazole can sometimes make you a bit looser.
Right.
You've never tried them yet. But since you've already got some in the house, they probably would be a good thing to try.
Right, so just take them.
Yeah, you're not prone to getting diarrhoea generally. Okay, so why not try them out?
With the weight loss.
Well, possibly. I wouldn't recommend that way of dealing with things, though. Okay. But have you? How many have you got? Got a month's worth or so?
I think I've got a fat box. I don't know how many you get in them.
Okay, great. Well, take them on a daily basis. Yeah. See how you get on with them.
Just once a day?
Just once a day, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to notice an improvement within a couple of weeks.
Right.
And then if you're needing to put them on as a repeat prescription and take them as and when you need to, then give us a telephone call to discuss that. If you're not improved at all within a couple of weeks, we probably need to be talking about it again.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But there's your homework, if that's all right.
So if my foot doesn't feel any better in a few weeks,
and then we can do an X-ray.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Let's hear it for our GP.
a way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with RGP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.